With KVPR News, I'm Frank D. As the 2026 midterm elections approach, one of the top issues for voters across the country is health care, following major cuts last year to Medicaid. California's 22nd congressional district has high Medicaid enrollment, and it's one of the most competitive seats in the country now that Democrats recently gained a voter advantage there due to redistricting. In a partnership with KFF Health News, KVPR's Samantha Rangel spoke to residents in this district about how healthcare could influence their vote.
For most of Carlos A's life, he received health insurance coverage from Medi-Cal. It's California's version of Medicaid, and it's free. But when he got a raise a few years ago, he made too much money to qualify, and he spent some time without coverage at all.
It was panic at first.
That's because he has a chronic immune system condition, and he needs regular medication.
I have to be able to afford my health insurance to go to the doctor, because if not, then there's no peace of mind.
We agreed to withhold his diagnosis and his last name in order to protect him from repercussions related to his health. Now, the 20-something gets insurance through his job at an Amazon warehouse in Bakersfield. But this still has meant navigating premiums, copays, and deductibles. And his insurer recently told him he needed to switch to a generic version of the prescription he's relied on for a decade.
It was a slap in the face because it's a contract. I'm going to pay my premiums, you cover my insurance, and if there's copay to my medicine, I'll pay it. So why are you playing funny business with my medication?
And this year, he's one of many voters weighing healthcare grievances in California's 22nd congressional district. This swing district has long been held by Republican David Valadao. He's being challenged by Democrat Randy Villegas, a school board trustee in Visalia. Carlos attended a recent healthcare rally hosted by Villegas.
My name is Randy Villegas, and I'm running for Congress to fight for Medicare for all.
He wants to hear what both candidates have to say about healthcare costs and red tape.
I do expect them to campaign on healthcare. They'd be very foolish not to.
District 22 stretches from Kern County in the south to Fresno County in the north. The last time Valadao lost, in 2018, was also a time of heated debate about healthcare. That's partly because this district has some of the most Medicaid enrollees of any congressional district. So who would District 22 residents support this year? Over the summer, I caught up with voters as they spent time at farmers markets, fairs, and rallies in the swing district. Many remain undecided.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
That's Patrizia Newton of Hanford. What she and others do know is they'd like to see healthcare become more affordable. She has insurance through her job. She chose a plan with low monthly premiums but a high deductible. And years ago, a surgery left her with a hospital bill of roughly $65,000. She had to apply for financial hardship assistance to pay it. Today, faced with two very different candidates, she hasn't made up her mind.
So I want somebody that's balanced. But I do want somebody that's sincere about caring about the needs of everyday people.
Matthew Depew also lives in Hanford. He has private health insurance and says premiums are eating into his monthly budget. He says people are doing whatever they can to get the care they need.
People go from here to Mexico to get stuff done because it's so much cheaper.
David Valadao didn't respond to KVPR's request for comment. But last year, he voted for President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, which included major reductions to Medicaid. He said he supports making healthcare more affordable and wants to reduce fraud and waste in the industry. He also supported a rural health program that would fund hospitals in underserved areas. Randy Villegas supports universal healthcare and has said his views were shaped by growing up on Medicaid. In a statement to KVPR, he said he'd work to reverse the cuts to Medicaid. That's so voters don't have to, quote, choose between rationing their medicine and groceries. Newton, the voter from Hanford, says any healthcare solutions should be practical.
I'm not saying that it has to necessarily all be free, because I understand that, you know, nothing in life is free. Somebody's going to pay for it. But I do think it should be a way that people can really, really afford it, no matter who they are.
Voters in House District 22 have kept Valadao in office partly because he's offered middle ground approaches to contentious issues. Villegas will soon test if he can win over voters who have yet to make up their mind, but want to see things change. For KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.